Welcome to this episode of Practical Azure. I'm Jim O'Neill, technology evangelist in the Boston area, and your guide on this journey through the various services of the Windows Cloud. Today, I'm going to continue our conversation about Windows Azure Cloud Services by introducing worker roles. Last time, we talked about web roles, which is one half of the cloud services or platform as a service offering in Windows Azure. And today, I'm going to cover the other half, worker roles, which we'll soon see are a key component of scalable cloud applications in Windows Azure. If you haven't checked out the last episode, you may want to do so now, since I'll be building off the concepts introduced the last time. So in the last episode, we deployed a Windows Azure cloud service consisting of a single web role. And that web role in this particular case just reversed the strings and characters in the string through a service that I host inside of Windows Azure. So it doesn't do a whole lot of work, but there is a little bit of work that's happening on the back end to reverse the string. The application works pretty well right now, because it, again, doesn't take long to do this algorithm. But what would happen if this particular reversing of the string was some sort of process that took a couple minutes to work? The end user experience here would be I hit the button to kick off that process, and then I'm going to see essentially the spinning donut for a few minutes before something else comes back. My connection might time out. Bottom line is I'm holding myself up from doing anything else because the browser is waiting for the response, and I'm also holding up or keeping resources in the Windows Azure Cloud because the ASP.NET server has to essentially hold that connection and hold my threads and so on while it's doing this back-end processing. So a better way to get scalability out of this application is to split this up. From the perspective of a user, my interaction with this application is to provide some input. In this case, I'm sending the string hello cloud. At that point, it's fine for me to go on and do something else, and I'll get back to the answer, you know, in a little while whenever it's ready for me. The way it's set up right now, it's a very synchronous process, and I can't do that because the application is simply accepts some input, processes it, and provides the output all as one web session. So what I'm going to do is introduce a new implementation of the same cloud service. It looks a little bit different here, and it's actually running inside my local emulator, but it could just as well be on the Windows Azure Cloud. It takes the same input, so I can say, for instance, hello world here, and I can execute the request to transpose the letters. Well, you'll notice I don't get the answer back. What I do get back right away is just an acknowledgement that this request has been queued. The answer is not available quite yet, and I have essentially a ticket number that says your request is A03E. We'll get back to you when it's done. I can refresh the page, and actually it's done at this point. So it didn't take too long. I built in sort of a fake 10-second delay there. But let me show you what I can do here that I couldn't do in the old implementation. So let's say hello world 2. I can fire that off. I can immediately fire off hello world 3, hello world 4, and these are all being handled in the background for me. The answers aren't quite ready yet, but I've decoupled the processing of the string from the user input, so the user is able to do other things on the page and able to come back and get the answers a little bit later. So the answers are showing up at the bottom here in this little grid view, and truth be told, what's happening is the answers are getting placed inside of a Windows Azure table, and every time I refresh this particular page, the page is actually reaching into the Windows Azure table and getting the latest set of results. So it's essentially an asynchronous decoupled process, and by decoupling the front end from the back end, I'm able to scale each of those independently. Now the front end, as you might expect, what you're seeing here is a web role, and it's not too different from what we showed last time in the last episode. It is an ASP.NET page. I can show you the page here. Here's the design of the page. And behind it, there's a little bit of code. The code behind this is a little different than the last time, though. So what I'm doing in the code behind here is when I hit the button to issue a new request, in the last example, in the pure web role example, what we did is actually process that request. I had a little algorithm in there that did the manipulation of the string. Here, what I'm doing is basically calling this method called queueNewRequest. Now, what this is going to do under the covers is going to make use of Windows Azure queues. I'm not going to go into that level of detail here because we're going to tackle that topic next time. But look at this as just an abstraction of a way to send a message. So I'm basically saying, here's something that needs to be done. I don't care when you get it done. I don't care how you get it done. But here's the information you need to get this done. So I'm passing in my username, which was just the login for this site. And I'm passing in the text that I entered in that first text box, hello world 2, and so on. And then I'm done with it. Now the website, the front end, can go on and do something else, issue another request, or maybe there's other functionality on that site that the user can do. They're no longer sitting there waiting, staring at a screen, a white screen, or watching a donut spin waiting for something to happen. Now, of course, there's magic on the other end here. What happens with this request? Where does that go? Where that goes is into a new role, a role called a worker role. So I created this worker role ahead of time, and the way I actually did this is I just essentially said add a new worker role to the project. I can't do it right now because I'm actually in a debugger, but you can see that I can add new components to the same cloud service, whether they be web or worker roles. So the worker role is another virtual machine that's sitting inside of Windows Azure, and it's communicating to the web role via this queue process. So the web role has put on a message that says, I need you to process this string. The worker role on the other end looks something like this. The worker role has a method called run, and typically the implementation of the run loop is an endless loop. So all it does is it sort of spins in the background waiting for something to do. It knows that there's something to do by checking that same queue that the web role put the message on. So whenever a message pops up on that queue, the worker role kind of springs to life and says, I got something to do. So if there is a message, then I'm going to process that message. So processing that message in this case involves essentially taking the message off the queue. We're going to dive into the details of this a little bit later in another episode. But essentially it says, take the message off the queue and then do something with that message. So the something that we're going to do to that message is reverse the string. And we do that through exactly the same implementation that we did in the pure web role implementation. So essentially I've pulled out the business logic, the processing, out of the web role and pushed it into a worker role. And then we've used Windows Azure Storage, a queue, as well as a table to manage the communication between those two pieces. And that's really a primary pattern that you're going to see in building scalable cloud applications inside of Windows Azure. So with this, let me leave the deeper details of the implementation kind of as a teaser. So we're going to get into the cloud queue and the table aspects of this solution in the next episode. But for now, let me leave you with the handy link slide, and we'll go from there. So as you're embarking on Windows Azure Cloud Services, both web roles and worker roles, here's a number of handy links to get you started. Again, go ahead and grab the trial and try this stuff out yourself. The training kit has a lot of great examples as well. The other links that I provided here are actually the same links I provided in the web role session, because web roles and worker roles really do work really, really well together. I do want to call out again the patterns and practices guidance at the end here, because this is really going to give you the sort of the empowerment to build really scalable web and worker role applications, whether you're doing sort of brownfield or greenfield development. So do take a look at that. It's on CodePlex and so freely downloadable. Thanks for joining me on this wrap-up of the Windows Azure Cloud Services feature. As I already mentioned, next time we'll dig deeper into the implementation that I demoed today and show you how Windows Azure queues are vital to scaling your cloud services applications.